the screens?
Too much of a drag.
Are there screens?
Yes.
All right, but he's done
too much of a drag.
No, he doesn't care, but as long as there are screens. So the Sefer HaTumah says, all he has to do is to solve this chatichet that was placed while it was stuffing, and to solve it, so then the salt will take out its own natural internal doubt. So along with its own natural internal doubt, it will also take out the doubt that it was belayah from this chatir. ואם לכן הוא יהיה לידם בלולה לפני, ואגב זה יפריד גם מה שבולה ממה שעולה בן. So the Rosh mentioned the Sefer HaTumah Shite in regard to the case where you salted a chatiches bosom and it's in a state of salt and then you put a chatiches bosom tofeh near it, in contact with it. So one Shite is that the bosom tofeh becomes osa because it is really at the dam that is yitzei from this chatiche, then Sefer HaTumah says, no, all you have to do is to salt it, so then it will, together with the natural dam that will come out, so it will be mafli also the dam that is belaya from this chatiche. So here too, suppose you salt it without making adoche, a chatiche's boso, so it's true that the Rosh says, that since you didn't make a doche, so it didn't extract all the dam, and even the dam that it did extract, together with the dam, shall double, will be nivla in the chatiche. So it will be nivla, but then you salt it again, you are madiachet, and you salt it again, so again, it will be peeling the dam. Who is the Yishayisrim? So that's really the sheet of the smag and the smag. Because the sheet of the smag and the smag is that if it wasn't too dark, so then the melech has the potential of being mavli and the dam. But whereas the Sefer HaTumah says, even though it was nivla, it can come out again to the aloch of the Birka Peyote. So the smag and the smag sheet is, it has the status of dam ben. So in Melee we can apply the principle of Gibelik Achpeyote. So that's the Yesheis. Why Yesheis is really Tamar Yeshe? So why did he say the Taz? So what the Primigodim, I mean, is asking against the Taz, why did he say Why Yesheis? That's the first Lashon. Second Lashon. In Siv Beis, in the Mechaber, represents the sheet of the Roh. He should say it represents the sheet of the Smag and the Smag. The sheet of the Smag and the Smag. So of course that's a little strange in the task. But according to the Primigodim's understanding, that the sheet of the Roh is that we are only Cheshish, lest after 12 hours it will be Nidwa. So then it is really very difficult. So the task is really very difficult. Because why should he mention the shite of the ro, which is only because of the chosha mecheike, lest the person will leave it in a state of salt on the salty board for more than 12 hours, when he can mention the shite of the smag and the smag, so that applies to every situation. But according to what we said in the ro, so then the shite of the ro is very similar to the shite of the smag and the smag. So what does the smag and the smag say? The smag and the smag says that the reason as to why you have to rinse the chatiches bosom, because if you don't rinse, so the same melech that has the capacity to be mafli the internal dam has the capacity to be mavliya the internal dam. But the whole it's one thing. The first 80 minutes we don't have to worry because I didn't talk it leafly dam and seal together is loibola. But after the 80 minutes, so it will be mavliya. Of course, it's not mamish the same sheet as the smag and the smag. Because according to the smag and the smag, it's not on the basis of the dam that is misyavish. But any dam shall double can be Nivra for the Melech, even if it wasn't Nisyavish, and the role limited. But it's very similar to the Shita Nisman Nisman. So the Melech, it's not so difficult. According to the Migonim's understanding, so it's very strange just why the Taz says that the Yeshis can represent the Shita of the Ro. Yeshis can represent the Shita of Smag and Smag. But according to what we said in the Ro, so the Shita of the Ro is very similar to the Smag and Smag. It's very similar to the Smag, to the Smag and Smag. Yeah. Now, it is interesting that the Gro in Osir Beis, look at Siv Beis and Siv Beis, in Molach Leviyah Trilo, Yad Chedah Yim Chedah Shemis, V'yei Sheisrim, Osu Dveiz, Ki Ta'am Aro, Sh'adoch Eru Shal Yad Liyah, HaMelech HaDam Shal Pono, V'yei Pelide. So he mentions also like the Taz. So of course, if the Pshat in the Ro is the way that the Mibodim assumes, so then the Gro is also very strange. At all, that is only the Shita of the Roy is because of Choshev Echeike. Maybe she'll leave the Techtichas Vosar on the salting board for more than 12 hours. But if we understand the Roy, that he doesn't mean Lacha Yedvei Shoyes, he means Lacha Shilmil. So then it's still not the same Shita as the Smag and the Smag, but it's very similar to the Shita of the Smag and the Smag. All right. ויש איש חמסיר את המלישי מלאך המלאך השני יוסף לא דומה ונחשש רק ויש איש חמסיר את המלישי ומלאך המלאך השני יוסף לא דומה ונחשש רק שיר מיל דם בן שולו ובזר משי יכולי מה שיוצא שיצא מולי אחד הדומה ושעס מולי חיים לי דם של עצמי ובס יוסף אלי שמגו יסמי מי בשם סמג והמלך מבליה דם בן של הבוסו ושיח הבוסו וכן because of this letter. So then, after mentioning the Shita of the Ro and the Ran, and then he equated the Shita of the Ran, the Shita of the Rosh with the Shita of the Ran, you know there is a difference. So he mentioned the Shita of the Smag and the Smag. Shita of the Smag and the Smag. Alright. Now, v'nidichei atavoch in tzorich la'dichei b'vayis. Now there's the lotion of the two. כי תסיד לנו ליחי מדיח הבוס עוד תחילו ואם ידיח היה תבוך עם צורך להדיח ואם לא לך ותפויה תדעות So, כיצד סגל מניחה, מדיח הבוס עוד תחילו, ואם ידיח היה תבוך, אין צורך להדיחה. In order to understand this task, it's a little complicated task. We have to go over the prishin. So then we'll be able to understand the task. The prishin, the two. I mean, you should have the two, right? The prishin, the two. So the question that arose in the mind of the prishin is, Maiko Mashmo, the two, he says, כיצד סגל מניחה. מדיח הבוס עוד תחילו ומדיח היה תבוך אין צורך מדיח היית מה יקום משמו? How did anyone say to the captor? He mentioned that you have to be מדיח So then he says if the butcher already was מדיח היית so then the housewife so doesn't have to מדיח naturally I mean what he did there should be a loche that דווקא the same woman who sold said has to be מדיח היית why couldn't that doch had been done by one person, by the butcher, and the milich had done by the woman. I mean, what kind of a chiddush is it? That's the kashe of the prish. Now, so in order to understand, we have to keep in mind the gemara that kofi gimel amud aleph. So Omar Shmuel, in Aposo, we went over the gemara. In Aposo, yeitzei midei domei elim kemilchei yofi yofi umadichei yofi yofi. Itmar Rabuna Omar, Melech or Matiach. So he doesn't mention Adoche Kamais. Just Meliche and Adoche Basrais. Masnite Tome, Matiach or Meliach or Matiach. Veloi Pli. So the Praise says he has to be Matiach, de Meliach, de Matiach again. And Rabuna says, just Meliach Matiach. Adoche Kamais, he doesn't mention. So the Gemara says there is no Machlekes. Ravuna is also made it, that Adochek HaMaiseh must take place. But Ravuna means Ravuna is reference to the case where the butcher made Adochek. So then the woman in the house doesn't have to make Adochek. And the price is reference to the case where the butcher did not make Adochek. So then the woman in the house has to make Adochek. This is what the Gemara says. So let's see what the Rishi says. Kitzad. Oh. Kitzad said Rabbi Yechiel, Madiach Abosot Chivo. Hatam Shemadiach in Abosot Chivo. Mishum Dam Sholo. Mibat. Shein HaMelech. Meitzi Bechimei. El Adam Shemiseichach Tichem. Shulach. Abu Adam Sholo. Shehu Nisyavish. Again, I mean, you see, so many of the Nesi Kelim, they only mention, it's really the smacks, the shite, in order, Shemadich in Abbas Atalom, Shemdam Sholom, Shemamelach Meitzi Bechim El Adam Shemesechach Tichem. But the Dam Sholom, instead of being removed from the Liche, will be Nivla from the Liche. That's the smack shite. But the smack is, the scope of the smack stamp is much broader. Whether it's dried up or it didn't dry up, Melech, the same Melech that has the potential of being Mavliya, the internal dam, has the potential of being Mavliya, the external dam, whether it dried up or didn't dry up. But the raw limits, because the Rosh Hashanah is, if it didn't dry up, then the Melech will not be Mavliya, only if it dried up. So the Taz and the Prishe, I don't know why, but they all mention the Rostam. Okay. שהמלך מיץ מלחים אל אדם שבשיחת תיכן שהוא לך אבל הוא אדם שאולו שמסיאב וחשינו שבאח השייף כל אדם והציר שבשיחן נשכח ירזה אדם שאולו וימיד בה בבוס וחיים כוסה הרוב והרע ועלקי כוסה ורוב וירן כוסה תמחר שמיידיח תחילו המלך יסמר עם אדם שלך תיכן ושוב אם בקיח ויצא אדם שבך תיכן ואם בדיח יתבוך אין צורך להדיח Oy dire, iko mashmot, so the question is, why iko mashmot? Of course, what difference does it make? Who is Madia? Iko mashmot, so yes, two pshat. Vilo yamrinon, bilinon hadoche sonuch lumiche. Afilu, lifi hai taime, da hadoche reshen ni mishimri ko chaboso, kini sheyitze adam, achakin al lumiche. That was because one could say, because usually when the butcher is Madiach, and then the woman, let's say in the house, is Meleach, so there is a considerable time intervening. The butcher shop might be far away from the lady's house. So the butcher might have rinsed the chtichas bosal, let's say at 7 o'clock in the morning, and the woman is salting the chtichas bosal at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So there are a number of hours intervening. So one could argue, too, of course it doesn't make any difference who makes that doch. But if the butcher makes the adoche, so then there is a considerable time intervening between the adoche and the meliche. So according to the Ram's pshat, that the time is in order to soften up the meat, maybe if a considerable time has elapsed, so it's not soft anymore, maybe it's hard again, so it should be meliach again. So Kamashkron, even from the point of view of the Ram's time, the purpose of adoche kamaise is to soften the meat, it doesn't make any difference whether the adoche took place immediately preceding the meliche or a considerable time prior to the meliche. That's one terence. And then, in amikom ashmolon, rubim shriye bimayim shometes, ama adoche shidiach atabuch sadi, v'iyu hodi bin shriye hanichitre arabosso. So the second time is why the two had to mention it. It seems to be such a double portion that it should not even be mentioned, because no, there is a big chidesh. The butcher makes adoche, but the butcher doesn't soak the meat. All the butcher does, he just after the shrite, so he rinses it, but he doesn't soak it for half an hour. Now, according to the yeshiva and the Mordechai, so adoche is not enough; you have to soak it. So that was the two. Rejects the shita of the Yishev and the Mordechai, and he says, "V'imidim be'yatavoch sage, dichei atavoch sage, because even though the tavoch only made Hadoche Merube, he didn't make Shriya Mamesh, so it's all said off. According to Yeshem and Mordechai, we need to be a Dichya Taboch, is what he's saying, because the Taboch only makes a Hadoche Merube, but he doesn't make any Shriya. Now let's see another task. We need to be a Taboch, the Chirik of Mashmur Bazeh, the Imzorich Lishchi is the mind of it. אבל דרך שפיך הזמי מולו, כי דרך התפוח עם סג, נבואית, that's the second time of the prishim. So the Taz, without mentioning it, in the name of the prishim. So he says, I mean, that's the usual explanation, that's why the tour had to say it. אבל דרך שפיך הזמי מולו, דרך סג עם הזמי. So he says, the prishim could say it in the tour. Because the two is not for the sheet of the Yeshim in the Mordechai. That the purpose of Adoche Kamaise is to soften up the Chdichas Bosa through and through. As far as the Yeshim in the Mordechai, everybody agrees that the purpose is to soften it through and through, I mean the whole interior. So maybe we require Shriya Mamesh for half an hour at least. So the two is not chesh for the sheet of Yishim and Mordechai. So maybe you can say that pshat. But the Ramo mentions it. So the Ramo also mentions it. So and the Ramo paskos lechatchile we should make a shvier. So maybe we couldn't say that pshat. Because then the two could say it. But because the two is not chesh for the sheet of Yishim and Mordechai. But the Ramo is chesh for the sheet of Yishim and Mordechai. So why does Ramo have to mention it? So it's Elo, the Nebis Kanuni Saibot, the Kamon, Akochoch Nirali. So the question that arose in the mind of the Taz is, why does the Ramo have to emphasize it? It's such a double portion. You couldn't mention the Pshat of the second portion in the Prishim. Elo, Akochoch Nirali, the Nishma Bazeh, the Loi Meile Midom Rabune Midmore, Meile Yachumadiach, Vilizochar Adoch Nesheine, Vu Mitam. ויקבו הודח ויתהפכה כמו שקוס ביסיוסם ולמוב עובד לסומך הבונה על זה אלו בוודאי להרגנוע מכך שאתה מוכים עולים על מיכם ועל כן הוא יוצרח להזכירי אף על פי שבפרייס יזכירי בכל מוקם רבינה סומך להמינה ואם כנה להמינה זה מה שיזכרה תור לבוי הדוחה היינה ואחר הדוחה שהיא מצד המינה ובנינון שתי הדוחס תחילו כמשמו נדלוי ואף אגב, תנא בגמורו, מה סתם מדיח, הוא מגיזה בזה, תנא ימצא בפור שלו. So how does he explain the two and the Ramo as to why it was necessary to mention אם ידיח התבוך תחילו, ימצא מדיח. Naturally, the תבוך was מדיח. So why should a woman again be מדיח? What kind of a חידש is it? So he says, it's a very strange task. So he says, because I could say that when the Gemara says Madiach umeleach umadiach umeleach umadiach, so it means that even if the Taboch already means it, so you still have to be Madiach. You still have to be Madiach. This is what he says. We can have a mine, the Mashi is Kratu, the boy Adoche, Hayalach Adoche Shimtzad Amine. So the two has to emphasize, who be Nishtei Adoche Stilo. Now the question is, why should I say that? Why Shtei Adoche? First of all, the Gemara says in so many words, how could anyone make such a mistake? That when the two said it first, when the two said, that the two means Madiach Abosot Chilo over and above the Adoche by the Tabo. When the Gemara says explicitly to the contrary, because Kavune doesn't mention Madiach Umeleach Umadiach, the Braise does mention that Kavune is referenced in the case of Chalei Bitapche, so that's why he says Umeleach Umadiach. And the price is roughly the case. So it's mentioned explicitly in the Gemara that there is no obligation to be Madiach over and above the Adoche by the Tavoch. Only the Tavoch wasn't Madiach. So how could I say that? How could I make that mistake in the Torah? How could I make that mistake in the Torah? So the Prim Godin explains very strange. Sometimes you find in the Taz a certain expression that looks very difficult. So the Prim Godin explains that what the Taz means is really like the first Loshen in the Prish. The Prish himself mentioned to the Prish as the Kashi. Why does the Maiko Mashmonato? Why does the Torah have to say in Midiach Atavot Trilo in Tzorch Ladiach Sheis? He said already Tzorich Ladiach. So Tzorich Ladiach. So, but if he was Madiach, why should the wife, why should a woman in the house be Madiach again? Madiach again. So the Prisha is that Kashi. So the Prisha gave to the Mutzi. The first shot by the Prisha is because I could say that usually when the Tavach on the butcher is Madiach, so he's Madiach at a considerable time before the Melicha by the woman in the house. So the Mele, I would say, according to the Ran's Pshat, that the purpose of Adoche is to soften the deed, so it has to be done immediately preceding the Melicha, not 6 hours before or 7 hours before. So Kumashmo, that's the first. The second, I mean, that's the first lotion in the Prish. Then the Prish mentions another lotion, another Teretz, that the reason is why the Torah has to spell it out is because I could say that Shriya Mamish is required. So the Taz mentioned the second lotions, Tav, of the Prish, and that he rejected. He couldn't say it in the Ramah, because the Ramah paskens, we have to be Cheshish for the Shita B'Yishem in the Mordecha. So then he mentions another Tav. So what's the other Tav? Because I could say, if the Torah hadn't spelled it out, so I would say that when the Torah says Tzorich Ladiach Trilo, it means Tzorich Ladiach Trilo over and above the Adoche by the Tavoch. So Kamash will know, not over and above. But the question is, what the Gemara says to the contrary. So the Pshat is, the Prime Godin points out, the Prisha gave to Terutzim. One Teretz is that I could say that Hadoche has to be Tzorich Ladiach. And the second Teretz is, I could say the Shri is required. So the Taz first mentions the second Teretz by the Prisha that he rejected. He says we couldn't say it in the Ramah. And then, so he mentions the first Teretz of the Prisha. The first Teretz of the Prisha. In other words, I could say that the Hadoche Kamai, according to the Rans, learned this, so the Hadoche Kamai says to take place immediately preceding the Melicha. But if it takes place 6 hours before, so it's not good. So the Mele, when the Gemara, so too the Gemara says, so the Mele, I would say that when the Torah says, Kitz Atzila Melicha Madiach Habosot Tchilei, it means Madiach Habosot Tchilei, over and above the Adoche that the butcher made, which was 6 hours before. So Kamash Mo'anau, Vimidiche Ataboch, it's all Adiche, even though the Adoche by the butcher was 6 hours before. But then you ask, how could we say that the Gemara says to the contrary? So I could say, the Gemara is reference to the case where, let's say, the woman who is Maria the Bosor, she lives next door to the butcher. And she took the Bosor from the butcher, and the butcher just rinsed it. Then she comes to her house, and she's Mereachet. So the Gemara says, no, in such a case, Rabune has reference to such a case. He says, Mereach Madiach. She doesn't have to be Madiach, Mereach Madiach. What for? 5 minutes ago, the butcher at the next door to her house was Madiach the boss. Mashein came in the usual case where the woman lives at a distance from the butcher shop. And then, so the Adoche by the butcher took place a considerable time before the Melicha. Then the Shite of the Tur is that the woman has to be Madiach a second time over and above the Adoche by the butcher. So Kamash will know that even if a considerable time intervened between the Adoche by the butcher and the Melicha by the woman, so it's still alright, he doesn't have to make any other. So the strange thing about The taz is because actually the prishe asked the same cash, and the prishe gave the teretz. So he gave one teretz and the second teretz. So first the taz mentioned the second teretz of the prishe and they rejected it without mentioning the prishe by name. Then he gives another pshat, but in final analysis it's that the first teretz by the prishe. Only at the moment, just to mention what the Prisha says in the first Teretz, and that's all. Anyway, but this is fine. Why is that? Again, because of the shita of the smag and the smag, that the purpose of Hadoche Kamaisi is to wash off the dam shal gavob. So maybe even though he was Madiach, he washed it off, but the moment he slices it, so new dam appears al gavob. And even if he just cut off the hoof of the draglaim of the behemoth, so again new dam is a result of the cut, so new dam appears al gavob. So he has to wash off the new dam. Tava Vayim Pirush Malalim Shal Behim Yam Timad. So he says, Now, we have to understand. The Ramos says, "Yam Timia, she itaftifenu hamayim kelim shim lechen, shelo yimas hamelech, hamelech min hamayim leyitzidam." So that means that in order that salt should be capable of extracting down, so it is necessary that the salt shouldn't melt, because the moment the salt itself starts to melt and to turn into a liquid, so then it's incapable of extracting down. So this is a prerequisite for the Yitzhar Saddam, that it shouldn't be melt. It shouldn't melt. So here he says, the Taz, Yam Kim Yad, Avaloi Achim Snagli, but not wait off until it becomes dried up completely, because the oz lo yimas hamelech v'lo yitzidam. So doesn't the Taz imply that if the melech starts melting, so that's a milah, because he says if you wait until it dries up completely, so then the melech will not melt, so it will not be made yitzidam. But didn't the Ramor imply that on the contrary, that the not melting of the melech is indispensable towards the Yitzhar Saddam? And here the Taz implies that if he waits too long until it dries up, so then it will be impossible for the melech to make it down, because the melech will not melt. On the contrary, it shouldn't melt. If it melts, it's incapable. The answer is, there is a limit, you see. If the melech doesn't start melting at all, So if the melech doesn't start melting at all, not even a little bit, so then it's incapable of being made down. In other words, it has to be relatively small in order, the particles of melech have to be relatively tiny in order to be made down. But if it's relatively bulky, large, it cannot be made down. You put a big lump, but soon we'll see there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh on that. You see, if you put a big lump of salt on echtichas bosom, it will not expand it out. If you put, you know, the regular salt, tiny particles of salt on the bosom, then it's made it out. So there is a limit, in other words. If it doesn't melt at all, so then it cannot be made it out. But if it melts too much, so then it's absorbed by the bosom. Again it cannot. So there is no stira between what the Taz says between what the Taz says and what Ramo implies. The Ramo says, Yam Tiliyat Shitaf Tuva Maik Yishimuchim Shechenu Shelo Yimas Shelo Yimas HaMelech Min HaMayim Vilo Yimas Dam. So in other words, Yam Tiliyat, in other words, so that he should wait, he shouldn't, while there is a lot of water on the chzichas posol, he shouldn't pour these particles of salt. Because if we start pouring the particles of salt while there is still a lot of water on the surface of the posol, so then it will melt too much. If it melts too much, so then it cannot, it will be nigra, b'tzicha posol. It will not be made in the dam. The melach will be nigra. But the Taz says, Avoloyachi is nagne, but he shouldn't wait until it dries up and there is no moisture at all on the surface of the basal. Because if he starts putting the particles of salt on the basal when there is no moisture at all on the basal, so then even a little bit the melach will not melt, even a little tiny bit will not melt. So then it will be incapable of being made it up. Alright. Vinuagu shaloi mishtamish. בדבורים אחרים בכלי ששירים בוסו וחשינו שלנו להדליך היופי מדומה ודווקא דובלך בצנת או יובש ברירך לבטח so לכתחילה he should not be established in that part that is used for soaking the meat prior to the מליחה. Why? Because sometimes he doesn't rinse out the kele so well, so some drops of blood adhere to the kli, to the wall of the or the ground of the kale. So then when he puts in something else in it, so he'll eat the dam, the drops of dam, even though it becomes bottle. I mean, how much dam? Bottle chatfile, in the bottle is a chatfile. So that's why you shouldn't use it. The chashin shum yichayof and midomet. Vidav kedom alach, vitzene, o yobeish beriteyach. So now it's not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to use it, let's say, supposed to cook something. To cook something. Why? Because so if you want to cook something, even though you're not allowed, because there might be a drop of blood adhering to the surface of the kele, and then it'll be nigla. True, it'll become bottle, but in vatni is lechatchila. Or to drink, let's say a liquid, to put in a liquid thing, so if you be tzeden, you're not allowed, because then the drops of blood will become commingled with, let's say, the water that you put in there, in that kele. So again, it will be bottle chatchila, we shouldn't do it. We would have a chore, the akli chore, the incandal exeric in kosa dakimesh. Vim nishtaya abosa bishchiyose, leis leis, abosa vim akli asur. Posak b'tiras chatos, dim yisamech, neged kol aposo, nesachtichem gam kimuteres, nechom kol kach, kmo in izbashel, mamesh b'vimlich. So then the tiras chatos says that if there is samech, neged kol aposo, so even though he says, v'nishtai ha-aposo b'shruos in Yisrael, ha-aposo d'amakli asoy, because dam was nivra from the chichas bosor, and it was nivra in the day of the akli, and so the kli is osa, and the bosor is also osa, because dam was nivra from one spot and was absorbed in another spot, so it's dam shepirish, so the bosor is also osa. So the Chatos says, suppose there is samech neged kol bosor v'yisech tiche gam keimuter. That if there is, let's say, suppose it's a big cat, and he filled it up with water up to the top, up to the rim, and then he put in his small chaticha of boso, he soaked it and he kept it for 24 hours. So Tiras Chatos says, then the boso is muta, because let's say the chaticha's boso has one kazayis, his small chaticha's boso, it has one kazayis, and the mayim has 60 zaysim, has a volume of 60 zaysim. So the mele, even though it's kovush areyu kereseach, kovush areyu kereseach, but it's bottle b'shishim. This is what the Teres Chata says. He is Samech Neged Kol Aposo, they say Chdicha Gamke Beteres. They Nechomu, Kmo Yizbashu Mamesh Bevod Melichai. Because we had, in the further scene, we have a halacha. Suppose you cook basal without melicha. So in other words, if the other tichas basal in the gneira had shishin neged tichas basal that was not nuach, so then it's mutar. That's the psak of the machaber. But the Ramon passed is lechum. So why? Because so the Tas says lifishin is pashlo a chaticha bidomo. In other words, because that chaticha that was not nivach is considered as if it was nisbashil in dam. It was nisbashil bidam. So the mele it's us. We'll discuss it when we reach that sea. So the mele, the Tereschatos, and that's how the Ramo Pascha, the Tereschatos, there's Ramo. So the Tereschatos says, that's only true if it has boso, shalom yuncho was nisbashil mamish, al gabi oish. So then you have tiches in the gdeira. Have shishin, so that chaticha remains also, because that chaticha is nizbash lo bidomo, is nizbash lo bidomo. Mashein came in the case of kodesh. So if the mishishi, let's say in the mayim mor, the other chatichas that do not have dam, so then that chaticha is muta. If you sabach leko aboso nis chatir kam kuteres, then chomu kokach kmo nizbash lo mamesh boi chatir. So according to Mechaber, even by nizbash lo mamesh it's muter. But the Ramos psak is that by nizbash lo mamesh, so if there is shishim, so it's osea, but by kovush na, v'mashal isa b'chom gavne, isa chaticho afilu b'kovush. So in other words, we have three shittes. I mean, we'll discuss the shite of the Mechaber and the Ramos regarding Bishop, when we reach Sinan Yud, Sifi Dalet. But we had three shittes. According to Mechaber, so even by Bishop Mamesh, if one chatiche was nisbashi together with other chatiches and with Mayim, so if one chatiche that was really Mecho was nisbashi with other chatiches, so if there was shishi in the other chatiches in the Mayim, neged that chatiches boso, that was really Mecho, so it's muter. There are more paskins in Sifri Dalet that by Bishul Mamesh, if there is shishin in the other chatiches in the Mayim, so the chatiches shalomim lecho is osa. Mashein ken ligabi kovush, if there is shishin, so it's muter. Mashein ken the mashal, he is the biggest machmir, that even by kovush, even if there is shishin, so that chatiche that was nisbashel is osa. עכשיו יש לו גם את זה אפילו לקופש ואם לכן הוא שייניס מה הוא יעשה אם מולך ולידיע תחילו יד החלו ואם לכן הוא שייניס ויער זה מייפני מה שבורק מוי בבוסה שדוף קליציע מוי בבוסה של מיובח שנשנו עם בבוסה שלא מיובח וסימנאי ויהי שייסטין הוא סמק so here you see before that's the strange thing about the task. The Taz himself, Bishleim in the Gro, so he mentions, V'yeshe Yisrim Kitamoro, Sha'adoche Hushle Abdiya Melech Adam Shalpono. But the Taz himself, in connection with V'yeshe Yisrim, he says, there's the smack shite. So why? In Sif Alef, he says, that V'yeshe Yisrim is the Roshite. But the answer is, according to the Taz, the Ro doesn't mean, as the Primigodim understands, that we have to be madiach before the kliche because we are afraid lest the woman will let the chtichas bosa stay on the salting board for more than 12 hours. No, but he means, because what the word means is that after the Shiur meal has expired, so there, in case it dries up, so the drop on the surface of the bosom, so then the melach will be mavliyah. So it's very similar to the smakshika. So that's why he says that he's the roshik. But here the Ta says creation is going to smak. Mavi tarushin sphere. Yishan rochet. Dibola dam behen. Dibola dam behen. Amrim sheitam rochet. U alim nichet. U posek mashal. Vichem yirashatos. Dafim yitzli. Os. All right. Now that's the task. Now the shach. Sifal of the shach. So we have the Habos of the Mimich. Hatam Kiddish is Achi Habos of the Mimich. Ram. Ram. V'yeshem im Mordechai. So in other words, from the Shach's Pashtes Haloshen, I said the day before yesterday that from the Shach it's not mashma like the Primigodim. The Primigodim distinguishes between the Ran Shite and the Yeshem im Mordechai. According to the Ran, you only have to be Mirakir the Shetach Elyon, the periphery of the Bosom. Not the whole interior of the bosom. And according to Yishim and Mordechai, you have to be the Rakiach, the Sofmat, the whole interior of the bosom. So that's what the Fungodim says. But the God says, it's Hainach, the Yishim and Mordechai and Ram. So from the Pashtus Haloshen of the Shach, it's also Mashma that way. Because it says here, Hatam Kedishi Yisraki Chaboso, Vyetzi, Gomi Yalu Miche, Ram Yishim and Mordechai. If he had agreed with the swore of the Primigodim, he shouldn't say Ran Yishem Mordechai. There's a big difference. According to Yishemrin, we have to make Shri according to the Ran. All we have to do is Adoch Merube. So Pashtus Haloshen of the Shach is not like the Primigodim. Alright. Vamordechai Kosem Atam, the Adam Rishaino. So that's the second motion in Mordechai. What's the first motion in the Mordechai? The first one. Melech does not come in contact, manish, with the surface of the vessel. But what comes in contact, there is, like in Chitze, that intervenes, that is interposed between the particles of Melech and the vessel, namely the droplets of dam, they cover up the particles of salt. So the melech is incapable of effectively drawing out the blood. והמודחי כותב הטעם והתוך זה שני יועד על ריחור של החתיך שמכיר המלך נשמר ממנו ושמור יצא המלך אדם שתכתיך ולחנך פריטיימה ולחנך פריטיימה מהנה עם יער זה מיד החל עם החל so the shach says according to the Ram and the Yishim in the Mordechai and the first notion of the Mordechai so in case a person was Meleach without making a Tochek HaMaise there is an Eitzeh all he has to do is to be Madiach and be Meleach again because according to the Ram and the Yishim and Mordechai the purpose of Adoch is to Sokwa he made Meleachem without Sokwa so it was ineffective so now he has to be Madiach and make another Meleachem so the second Meleachem will be effective according to the Mordechai's first portion so the purpose of Adoch is so in order to prevent the particles of Melach from becoming enveloped by, and encompassed by drops of dam. So the melech, when it's enveloped, so then it's ineffective in drawing out the dam. But so the first melech was ineffective. So now let it be Madiach and make another melech. So the other melech, the second melech will be effective. ומהלך בריטניה, מהן יעד לדחן ולכן עד שוח הזמן, אבל בסמאי מקוסו, בשם סמאק, הטעם, מפני שהמלך מבליע ונמאף לי דם שבהם, וחיים קוסף, בסמאק, וחיים קוסף, בשער דורי, ובגוי שער דורי, דידם שער גבי, הבגלידם בהם, שלא פרוגע בפוס על השיח, ויוסר משייך מישרק שוי, ולא יקבל את הרבה יותר, וחיים צורך תלימה, ולדידוי, ואמרו לו, גבי דם בהם, אין לי טוב ובנפלא, Loibola, you see, so that's another nafkemina between the Ros Shite, even the way we explain it. That the Ros doesn't mean we are cheshish, lest the woman will keep the chtichas bosar and the soaking bosar for 12 hours. No, but because once the shiur meal has expired, so then it's not told to be pale the combination of dam and seer, so it can be mabileya, the dam shenis yavish. So one difference that we mentioned between the smag and the smag shite on one end, and the roshi on the other, because according to smag and smag, if you're not matiach, so even the moist external dam can be nivra. And according to the ro, only the dried external dam can be nivra, not the moist droplets of dam. But then there's another thing. According to the Ro agrees with the Shita of Rashi. The Rashi Shita is that no dam can be Nivra until as long as it's told to be paid in the dam within 80 minutes of the Nivra. Mashenkin is smart and smart. According to the smag and the smag, if you want Madiach, suppose a woman will keep the chtichas bosar, a woman will be meleach the bosar, and she will keep it in a state of salt for 80 minutes. She poured the salt at 9 a.m. Then, at 18 minutes past 9, she washes off the salt. So, according to the law, it will still be mutar bachir, because in view of the fact that she didn't allow the chasbosar to stay in a state of salt for more than she or meal, at 80 minutes past 9, she washed off, she made adoche basraitse. So anyway, there is no, it's not osa. But according to the smag and the smag, it has a din of dam be'en. Regabi dam be'en, we don't apply the principle of either the toru lifle dam, loibola dam. Then, suppose a chtichas bosar is on the soaping bowl. It was just salted. And then the person has in a cup, he has dam be'en, and then he keeps on pouring the dam be'en from the cup on the chtichas bosar on the soaping bowl. even though it's within the first 80 minutes, because the Chatichas Bosom that is on salting board was only salted 5 minutes before, so it will still be awesome, because Ligabi Dam V'en Mamesh, we don't apply the Aloche of Ivan Vittori Lifli Dam Libola. So according to Smagnes Mag, so the Dam Shalagaba Bosom has the status of Dam V'en Mamesh. So Mele, even in the case where the woman will make the Adoche Baschaise 80 minutes after 9, when the Chatichas Bosom was salted at 9 a.m., so go on from yours. Go on from yours. Chim Tzabach Leidu, I'm going to come with Amben, I don't need to leave all of Chim Kosva Rav Seif Simenayim. When you hear a Taboch, in Tzorich Ladich at the Bayit, because of this of Heter, Reish Kual Talet, and the Bir, the Raschatos Kual Tesvot, Din Talet, the Leil Afil Bidevet, Masherei Chatzim HaTabochim, HaTaloyis, HaTzloi Shlemis Bibitabche, Mesherigilim Mishpech Aleyem, Be'avore Be'alme Lineison, Va'afilu Loi Bokom, Achakei, Din Kore, Hidichi HaTaboch, HaTishore Yisom Tzaz Bechoyim. So what does the Yisom Heta say? That even the Eved, so it is not sufficient what the Tabochim do, they take the Tzloi Shlemeitz and they rinse it. But what about just once they pour water over? Ba'al Elinason, Ba'afil Loi Bokon Achakim. So even if they didn't split it, slice it into two parts, so in other words, if the average GIF, they slice it, the big portions of gossip, if they slice it, so then of course you have to give you a doche to wash off the new blood that appeared on the surface. But even if the butchers don't slice the big portions of meat, so and the butchers, just the ribs, they just pour water once over the ribs of the hymn. So that's not enough. Even the Eved will be awesome. Even the Eved will be awesome. I can be calling Yichri Ataboch at Yeshorim Som Ktzad Bechul. Now, what does the Teres Chatos appear to say here? So it appears to be expressive of a very big Chumre. That in other words, that even Hadoche, a real Hadoche is not enough there, but we require Sashri. I mean, that's not the way the Ramot Paschus here. The Ramot Paschus here, that Lechatchile, we require a Shriya Mamesh, half an hour. But the Eved, if Hadoche, Kuta Chete, if it's enough. So does it mean that there is a sphere between the Psak of the Ramot in Teres Chatos and the Psak of the Ramot here? So we'll see. So the Shah discussed it. Ve'at Sheshove Bechli, who loved that? So then the Shach says, "Dei noch nami, im lo yidichei derach habore, el yidichei heiti, uch mishikos barav bisomo." So he says there is no stira between the Teres Chatos and Ramo. It's the same haber. So when he says, "Shemashereich b'lemei lafilu b'yevet, mashereich atzimat abochim atzloyis, shleimit b'bitapche," he doesn't mean that Hadoch HaMehube is not sufficient yevet. Because the Tabochim were accustomed to make Hadochim Eretz, not Hadochim Ruben. What's the difference between Hadochim Ruben and Hadochim Eretz? Even Hadochim Eretz doesn't mean the way, unfortunately, some of the workers, you know, who are involved in the kosher meat, so when it's transported from one city to another city, so every 23 hours, so one of the workers takes a hose and he sprays, you know, and you have the big, the tremendous, gigantic barrels. I mean, I don't know how you call it. So, what is it? Yes. Yeah, so they spray on top, and the whole surface is not even exposed to the water. That's not even hadoche metes. That's nothing at all. It's nothing at all. It's just meaningless. But the Tereshata says that the Gochim were accustomed to pour water over the surface of the lips. So that was Hadoche Metis. But Hadoche Merube, it was Hadoche Merube means when you pour water more than once. If you pour a number of times, that's Hadoche Merube. Let's say you take the Hasboso and you put it under the faucet several times and you pour water, that's Hadoche Merube. But if you just pour water once, that's Hadoche Metis. Now, so what the Tereshit Chato says is that this Hadoche Moetes that Rabochim do is not even sufficient there. But he says, Elo Acheshovane Isom Tzatz, then it will be sufficient there. But he doesn't mean that it requires, in order to be good Yevet, so we are required to make a real Shriya. A real Shriya means half an hour. Shor Tzatz means even less than half an hour. But he uses Rosh and Shor Tzatz because they didn't have the modern setup where you have a faucet. So then, if you have a faucet, you don't have to be sharing. You don't even have to be sharing Tzatz. All you have to do is take the Chetichas Baso. And I suppose that in those days they didn't have this setup of hoses, you know, that you can spray. So Memele, in order to realize the Hadoche Merube, so you have to make some Shriya. Because if you don't have a faucet and you don't have the system of hoses, so in order to have a Hadoche Merube, you have to soak it. How else will you realize a Hadoche Merube? But this is called Shriya Ktzas. So Shriya Ktzas really means Hadoche Merube. And let's say today when we have a faucet, what would Hadoche Merube mean? Let's say if you rinse it under the faucet a number of times, and what would Hadoche Moetes be if you rinse it once under the faucet? So he said, he doesn't mean half an hour soaking. They know name in Lidichi Darachamore, the Lidichi Hate, the Muhammadi Kosovo, the Kahti Shehati with the Rashat Shom. Hate the Nikri Dichi Atabo Helki Shori Sikhsas, Kidero Poso, Shemadichi, Kisharetim Mochi, Al Koko Hirali. Miu im Yadino, the Idiri Arabo, Amrino de Mistome Idiri Yote, the Hen Mashwa de Bach. So, in other words, so what does the Rambam say here? The Rambam says here, there are two kinds of devils and two kinds of Lechatchila in this Rambam. One Lechatchila is Lechatchila before he was Matriach himself, so he's going to make Shriya more for heaven now. But suppose he made Hadoche Merube and he was Matriach himself, but it wasn't a Shriya. Let's say, suppose he kept it under the faucet for, he rinsed it under the faucet, let's say 20 times. But he didn't make a Shriya for half an hour, so since he was already Matriach himself, in making Hadoche Merube, so we tell him, you don't have to, after working so hard, you don't have to soak it for half an hour. So that's an hour. But suppose he just made Hadoche Metes, so then, even if he was Matriach himself, suppose he worked very hard in order to make Hadoche Metes, let's say it's a big Tichas Boso, and in order to rinse it even once, so it requires a lot of work. So in such a case, we tell him, since you didn't even realize the Hadoche Merube and you didn't start the Miches yet, Yam Huyev to make Hadoche Merube. Even though he worked, let's say it's a big Tichas Boso, and he worked very hard in order to realize the Hadoche Merube. So we tell him, no, in spite of the fact that it involves a lot of Tirche, and you worked so hard to realize Hadoche Merube, you are not allowed to be Moleach until you make Hadoche Merube. Or Shriya Sinsa, he didn't make him Hadoche Merube. So we tell him, you make a Shriya. A Shriya Gmur. But suppose he made the Adochim Etes and he already salted it. That's the second type of the Etes. So then it's also. So when the Teres Rato says that it's not in the Etim the Evet, so there he has reference to the case where the Miriche wasn't done yet. And what kind of Adochim was done? Just a Adochim Etes. So Adochim Etes is only sufficient if the Shaila is asked after the Miriche is made. But if the Shaila is asked before the Miriche is made, no matter how much Tilchet involves, we tell him even if you work for 10 hours, you don't start salting the meat. You are not allowed to salt it just because you work 10 hours or 24 hours and making Hadochem Etes. If he worked, let's say, for a long time in realizing Hadochem Rube, so then we tell him you don't have to make a shrit. But if he worked very hard in realizing just the Hadochem Etes, so then we tell him, in as much as you didn't start assaulting, so you have to make a shrit. This is the Hadochem. All right. Now again. We mentioned it last time.
What about if he had started salting but it hadn't been 18 minutes yet? So do we tell him to start the process?
No, we don't tell him. As long as he started salting, so then we write, because what's the purpose of Adochem Etes? What's the purpose of Adochem Rube? What's the purpose of Shri? Now, according to Premigodin, so the purpose of Shri, that's Arube, the Yishin, and the Morch. The purpose of Adochem Rube, that's the Shite of the Ram. The purpose of Adochem Etes, that's the Shite of the Smag and the Smag. According to the Gror, and it's Mashmal, the Shach Shite is also like that. So there is no difference between the Shite of the Yeshim and the Mordechai and the Shite of the Ram. So, but we find three levels. Adochem Etes, Adochem Rube, Hadoche, and Shri Egmur. So according to the Gror, so the purpose of Adochem Etes is that it conforms to the Shite of the Smag and the Smag. Because the Smag and the Smag, all we are interested in is to wash off Dambe and Shalabosom. So even Adochem Etes, as long as every portion of meat was moistened by water, so it washes off the Dam Shalgabe Abosom. Now, what's the purpose of Adochem Merube? The purpose of Adochem Merube is that if you made Adochem Merube, so then it softens the bosor so substantially that the bulk of the dam will be extracted. But not all the dam, but that minimum of dam that will remain after it was nisrakech of the Adochem Merube will certainly not be enough to answer, because there will be shishim in the bosor, negate the minimum of dam that remains. But in order to soften the bosor so much that all the dam will be extracted by the melech, then we have to make a shreid more. Yes?
So then what the Rav says about Adochem Merube, is that enough according to the Ran?
According to the Grosh Shite, the Ran and the Yishim and the Mordechai is Hainach. Hainach is the same sheet.
And
Adochem Merube will substantially soften the bosor so that the bulk of the dam will be extracted by the melech. But the minimum of dam will remain. But if you make a Shriya Gemura, then it will become so softened that not even a minimum of dam will remain.
Okay, so then according to the Ram, would that only be, would Adochem Merube only be okay with the other or even the Tafkila?
According to the Ram, and the Yishim and the Mordechai, Hadochem Merube will be good the Evet, but the Chatzchila not.
And same thing with the Rosh, right?
The Rosh, I don't know about the Rosh. I mean, I know the Ram and the Yishim and the Mordechai. They mention the purpose of Hadochem Kamayis is to soften the Bosom. The Rosh applies the Ram's Svore, but the Rosh says that even without Rikuch HaBosom, the salt will still be able to extract some of the dam, but not all of the dam. So since he accepts the Svore of the Ram, so mainly it will be according to the Rosh. But you see, the Rosh is really a combination of the Shite of the Ram and the Shite of the Smag and the Smag. The Ram is the one who mentions this fact that without a dohe, so the bosal is relatively hard, it's sturdy, and the mele, the melech will be ineffective to be made in Iran. So, but from the ram it's mashma, if it's relatively sturdy, so then the melech cannot be made in Iran altogether. From the rosh it's mashma, that even when the it's not so, it's relatively hard and sturdy, so the melech is still capable of being made down, but not completely. Chotach konetach lishnai. Diglich lichtif chotach, dahayne davke bisaki, hu di tzorich larzer ladiach, uch mishikos ramodachai, da gavdech ke bisakine mav. Miu. So he says, so when do we say that new dam appears on the surface only if there was a cutting? So, miu das aram fer kamen chunga behatavach tzorich bimsakunin, dim chotach ha-kei, נשנאי מצור עזר דוחה עם חי מוכח. In other words, so what does he says? דיג דיג חותך כל נוחה ואם אחר שהדיע חותך כל נתך לשנאי דיג דיג ליך דב חותך דיין דווקא ביסקין הוא ניסור לעזר להדיח וכמשיקו של המודחי ואגב דרך כי ביסקין הם מפ. So he says that only if you are hitting with isaki, because isaki is sharp, he's very sharp. So the melee that produces new dam. But suppose you are hitting, sometimes you can be hitting with your hand too, not after isaki. You can be hitting with the fork, not with a piece of wood, you can be hitting, not with a sharp instrument. So in such a case, it doesn't produce dam. It doesn't produce that. I don't know why the Shach says so. I mean, my guess is that, on the contrary, that if you cut Chtichas Bosor, not with a sharp instrument, with your hands, so then you have to exert so much force that it might even produce more than. I mean, that's, I don't know. But the Shach assumed that when does it necessarily produce new dam ala gabe aboso if you cut it with the sharp instrument like a knife duchke nisakim. But suppose you cut it not with a knife, then it does not necessarily produce new dam ala gabe aboso. I don't know why the Shach says so. So he says dig the clear dev chotar da hane davke nisakim uf tzorich la'azel adiach uch mishikos la modachai da agav dirchke nisakim emav מיהו דעס הרם בפרקם הלכון גבי הטבוך צור שיגום סכמים למחות בהקים משניים אין צורך לארץ ולדיחה וכן מוכר דעס וכן מוכר דעס או אי מחובית שהביאה בסיוסף בסיף סיבוב. So, so it's much more from the Ram that even if he did call it with a knife that involves דוח כניסקינה, so he doesn't have to make a new adoch. So that's no kashe, achyei shleima. I mean, that's the proportion. The Aran l'taymios, this really the tam adoche, lav mishum damu, elu kibish nisrake chaboso, uch mishikos av nishmei, visif kotnau lechim nchalim bitapchei, kvon nisrake lirik besmo, av nashikot rakim shleim, zil gam kidas adim mechovif, avu nidon dikam et al adoche mishum dam, like this man, or come and sit there, so I don't know. That's a double portion. I mean, it's even strange that the Shach asked the raised it in the form of a kashe in the Teretz. In other words, he said that we have to be madiach. Why? Because when you cut it with sharp instruments like a knife, so then it produces new dam. So then he asked from the Ram Chum it's mashma that if you made a doche kamaise and then you cut it with a knife, you don't have to make a new adoche. Of course, because according to the Ram, the whole purpose of adoche is to soften up the boso, not to wash off the dam on gabi aboso. Because the Ram shita is that melech does not have the capacity of being mafia the dam shal gabi aboso. So the question is, why is it necessary to madiach in order to soften? So the melech, even if he did soften it, by means of the adoche kamaise, and then he sliced it again with a sharp instrument, So even though the new dam appears on Gabi Abbasov, he still doesn't have to make any adocha because it's solved already. I mean, that's another portion. The only thing that is a little strange that he says that when do we say that the new dam appears on the surface only if he cuts it with a sharp instrument? I mean, I don't see what the Shach says. So it seems to me that if a person will, with his hands, break a piece of basar into two, so he'll have to exert so much force, so it will produce even more dam. That's how it appears to be, but the Shach says the counter. Yes.
Maybe the sharpness of the edge has the same din as pressure, and okay. The tearing with the hands doesn't have the pressure that causes what's below in the meat to come to the surface.
I know that I once tried to break a piece of meat into half.
Yeah. And yeah,
produced
use a lot of pressure.
It produced a lot of dam, so I know. But the Shach says the contrary, so he's right. All right. Maybe I don't know how to break a piece of meat, so that's why I don't exert so much force. Oy she he sich tau ri a gwai ma khra doch aber im ho yo mission ho yo nach shab ha ke ki ki khas go sa ya khot wo ho yo dan ba do khoson kach mo she vay mi khoson ba ab si si men si men sa ma khas si khas di pas sa ya she mi mi kho bi khot pason na gi no esa ma si kha klip mi tam da ki mi ya bi she nu ke ve wo ya sri no mi tam she mi kho bi ya doch אבל מה די דין לו ניסירו? די לו הם בעדוך את מי שאין. הוי, מי כאן דם נראה לנאי. In other words, what Ramo says, if you do remove the talfi arguin, the hoofs, from the legs of the behemoth, the hoofs, so then new dam appears on the surface of the legs. So you have to make a new adoche to wash off the new dam. But suppose you don't remove, so it's mashma, then you can lay ahead without removing. So he says, why? Because then it's a tichatiche. If you don't remove it, so it's a tichatiche. Raki diche heit of sagare. Pirush in zorg lauter in priachach mishrei sagare in mechadai. Abu vadochem letes lo isagare. Vitzorich lauter la diche heit. Even though it involves a great tirche. Abu nimlach. So there are two kinds of devets and there are two kinds of lechatchile. So there is one lechatchile without any tirche. So then yam mechuyev to make his shriya mamish. But then there is one devet that if he was already matriach himself, he matriach himself, and he made adoch and ruve, not just adoch and metis, but not shriv mue, so he doesn't have, we don't tell him to do it all over again and make shriv. And then there is another David, that if, let's say, he already was mleach, even though he didn't even make it, a adoch and ruve, just adoch and metis, so it's not. So, Pirush, we talk about the Pirush, we talk about the Chatayim, we talk about the Sagoi, we talk about the Chaita, we talk about the Sagoi, we talk about the Sagoi, the Chim Mash, we talk about the Chatayim. All right. Yam Tim Yad, La Fuke Shol Yam Tim Yad, Shini Smag Mech Negamre, Dioz, Lo Yim Mas HaMelech, Klau, Lo Yitzi Dam. So, the same expression, Mamesh, the same words, were used by the Taz, and were used by the Shach, but one did not know of the other, because the Taz and the Shach were written at the same time and published at the same time, and the Shach didn't know the Taz, what the Taz says, the Taz didn't know what the Shach says. And later on, when the Shach saw the Taz, so he wrote the Asoges and the Nekudas Akeset. But in the Shach, he never mentions the Taz. He only mentions the, in the Nekudas Akeset, he mentions the Taz. So whenever the Shach, so don't make the mistake when the Shach constantly says, uses the expression, the abbreviation Ayin Ta Tez Ayin, so don't make the mistake Ayin Taz, it doesn't mean Ayin He does, but he means a teresov, there's the Rebush. So the Shach never mentions the Taz in the Sifsikeyan, but he does mention the Taz in the Nikudas Akesla. And Ayin Te Zayin has reference to the Rebush, not to the Taz. Alright, I think we went over this Shach, we went over last time, very thorough. Now, you see if you doubt. So all the other tasks, Sif Zayin, Sif Ches, Sif Tes, we went over last time. And what we said in Sif Tes, in Shach, is very, very important, very, very basic. Not only in Uriche, but it's basic in Basar Cholov and Tarubes, in all of your day. Alright. Din Bosor Shemoli Kerach. So Din Bosor Shemoli Kerach, Kitzat Liagim Shriyose. Ayin Yil Simen Samaches. Now, we are not going over in Simen Samaches because the Shach really explains, mentioned the Din. Bosor Shem Nikhash. Oser Limoche Achi Rakechese. Kmo Yishoho Yisom Mitzchila. I mean, this is one of the most relevant chalice. Because today, you know, you have frozen meat. So it's one of the most relevant chalice. Bosa or Shamolika, Bosa Shemikrach, if it became frozen, also we moche achi rakechese, kmuisho hoiso mitchilo. In other words, miliche is ineffective on frozen meat. Because if the meat is in the frozen state, so of what avail is the melech? It's like putting melech on a piece of stone. So, can you count me something by putting melech on a piece of stone? On an oven. So, mimele, if you put melech on a piece of frozen meat, it's nothing. It's limayim lemeil. So, bosa shenikrash, also limolchei achirach. It has to become defrosted first. Then you can salt. Moish ohim somitchim. Vinimach vachakei nikrash, keidem sheshow shion vichei. In nifshach hakein, teiv limolchei pamachetz. But suppose it was salted before it was frozen. Then it was frozen. Then it became frozen. After the salt. So in nifshach hakein, then it became defrosted. Teiv limolchei pamachetz. Urashei sei shion vichei. So he says, the proper thing is, if you salted meat and then it became frozen, then you defrosted it to make a new milich. That's the proper thing. But the other, it doesn't matter. Say the mochi pamacheres or ashes is shio milich. The noi mochi pamacheres, the shor shio milich, achara have share. But suppose he didn't salt it again after it was defrosted. So, and visho shio meliche achara efsher v'nizbashe is muter mutabideh. So now, what does it mean? In other words, he has reference to a situation. I don't think that this is common today. I mean, I don't think that in the slaughterhouses they will, first of all, in the slaughterhouses they don't make kosher meat. They don't make kosher meat. Very, very seldom do they make kosher meat. And if they would make kosher meat, they wouldn't freeze it together with the salt. So they would mariach it, and then they would freeze it. So that's an unusual situation today. But he's talking of that situation, the Shach. Suppose you put salt and you put meat on the salting bowl, and then you put the salt on it, and then you froze it with the salt on it. With the salt on it, you froze it. And it was in a frozen state for a long time. Then you defrosted it. When you defrosted it, it's still with the salt on it. Because you froze it with the salt on it. So when you defrost it, it's also defrosted with the salt on it. So he says, so the proper thing is to put new salt on it. But suppose you didn't put new salt on it, but you have the old salt that you put on it before you froze it. So, v'nimuchi pamacheres, v'sho shio m'niche achara efsher v'nisvashir muta b'liyad. So there is a basic machlekes here between the primigodim and the Or Hashuv. Now, of course, it's needless to mention that in all these areas, so if there is a machlekes between the primigodim and the Or Hashuv, how do you make any difference? So, of course, in America, so the rabbonim will be passing kula, and it doesn't make any difference whether the machlekes is between the primigodim and the Or Hashulchan, or the machlekes is between the primigodim and the Rav Roshi in Israel, or between the primigodim and Satmar Rebbe. As long as someone is making, so everybody will pass him like the maker. And whether he's a Zionist or a Torekarte, so he'll pass like the maker. It doesn't make any difference. So there is a machlekes here between the primigodim and the Or Hashulchan as to the pshat in the shach. The lotion of the Shach indicates like the Primigodim, and the Or Hashulchan was aware, but he still thinks that the Aloch is not like the Primigodim. The Primigodim assumes in the Shach and in the Marshal, because the Shach mentions the Marshal, that the Marshal has reference to a case where, let's say, you put a salt. How long must a piece of meat remain in salt? 80 minutes. Shiur meal. Whatever shiur meal is, according to the shita of the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnah in Psochim, so the shiur meal is 24 minutes, not 80 minutes. Not everybody agrees that it's 80 minutes. There are three shitas. One shita is the shiur meal is 80 minutes. One shita is the shiur meal is 22 and a half minutes. And then the biggest chumrah is the Rambam Perush HaMishnah in Psochim. Because HaMishnah in Psochim, that the Shiur Meal is 24 minutes. Now, the Rambam's Shita in Perush HaMishnah in Psochim is that the Shiur Meal is 24 minutes. The Rambam's Shita in Perush HaMishnah in Broches is that the Shiur Meal is 80 minutes. And Rashi Shita in Psochim is that the Shiur Meal is 22 and a half minutes. All right, whatever the Shiur Meal is. So let's say 24 minutes, okay. So the question is, what does the Shach have reference to? According to the Primigodim, so the Shach has reference to the case. The Shach has reference to the case where, let's say, he salted a piece of meat on the salting board, then he froze it. Now, and the piece of meat, he froze it before a shiur meal expired. Let's say, at the time when he froze it, so it was in a state of salt only for 10 minutes. That's not shiur meal. So after being for 10 minutes in a state of salt, he froze it. And it remained frozen in a frozen state for days, with the salt on it. Then he defrosted. So he says, the Shach says, So the Primigodim assumes that it means that it stayed 80 minutes after it was defrosted. But suppose it was frozen after staying for 10 minutes in state of salt, and then it froze it. And then it remained frozen in a frozen state for 4 days. Then he defrosted it. And after he defrosted it, so he allowed it to stay for 8 more minutes. Or for 40 more minutes in order to conform to the shita that the shiur meal is 24 minutes. So that together with the 10 minutes prior to the freezing, it stayed in a state of salt for shiur meal. So I call it Primigodim. No, it's not enough. You cannot be mitzari. The time that it stayed in its salt prior to the freezing, with the time it stays in its salt, in the salted state after the frosting. In other words, when the Yamshel Shleimet, when the Marshal and the Shah, when the Shach say, Vishor Shiom Licha Achara Hefsha, it means that the whole shiur meal has to be achara hefsher. But you cannot combine the 10 minutes prior to the freezing with the 8 minutes subsequent to the defrost. And the pastors are washing of the Shah and of the Mashal indicates that way. Because he says, Risho Shio Melicha Acharayafshah. Doesn't it mean Sho Shio Melicha Acharayafshah? But the Ochashukhon Israel. And Ashukhon, he says that you can be Mitzarim. The 10 minutes prior to the freezing, with the 8 minutes or the 40 minutes subsequent to the defrosting. Pashtes Awashin of the Shach. Pashtes Awashin of the Shach.
It is said.